Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up, get up, get up, this is a Get Up Show.
This is it. You've made it to number 188, the Simon Says Podcast, podcast 188. Feeling great. Don't be late. Good
it's
job.
It's a date.
Don't hate.
Go ahead and click it and like it and subscribe to it and all of those things if you want to. I'm Sean. Charlie is here and Maddie is here.
Hi.
And, of course, the big issue everybody is talking about right now this week is McDonald's really serving corn?
Do what?
Corn at McDonald's.
Like a side of corn?
Side of corn. A little cup of corn with your quarter pounder with cheese.
Hot buttered corn.
Some niblets.
Some niblets. Isn't that what you think of? You've been going to McDonald's your whole life getting cheeseburgers. And those awesome Cokes.
Yeah.
And you've been sitting there thinking, why is there no corn?
If only.
Yeah, every day I pull up and I look at the menu and I don't see corn and I pull away. Sad.
KFC used to have corn in a bag. Y'all don't remember
they
corn
did.
In a bag.
No, I do.
Yeah, it had a stick in it. There was a stick in the end, so it was a corn lollipop. And it was in a yellow bag full of grease.
It was corn on the cob.
It was the goodest grease. Oh, my God. It was like a butter-like substance. And that whole corn was dripping with it when you pulled it out of that bag by the stick.
Okay.
Butter. But yeah, there was nothing greasier or better than the corn on the cob from the KFC. This isn't on the cob. It's in a cup.
Corn cup. A cup of corn.
Corn cup. Yeah. It's only in the Philippines, though, so don't get too excited about it.
Oh, all the good stuff is in the Philippines.
Everybody got real excited for a while. I'm like, wait a minute.
Hands down, the best niblets on any tray was the Salisbury dinner hungry man. I think it was with the Salisbury dinner, or it might have been with the fried chicken. But what I liked it is always next to the brownie, and I liked some of the corn would get in the brownie.
Always does.
Living dangerously.
Oh, so good. Some brownie with corn in
it. So much better than the peas and carrots.
Why won't you say Salisbury?
Salisbury?
There, you did it.
Salisbury's sake.
Yeah, what did I say?
Salisbury.
Well, wait, which is the right one?
Salisbury.
Here?
Salisbury.
Salisbury. See, that's because I grew up north where it was Salisbury.
Salisbury steak.
Yeah.
And did you ever go through the eastern shore of Maryland? Oh, God, what's the town? I can't think of it. Salisbury. Salisbury, Maryland. They have they have Salisbury State University, which when you say that fast.
Salisbury steak.
Salisbury State University.
Ooh, it sounds delicious.
They take it serious up there.
Oh, good.
I have something for you guys that you've probably, here's something else you always wondered about. You got to wait for your corn to come to the U.S., but here's the Big Mac sauce. Is it a secret or is it just hype? I have for you the official recipe of Big Mac sauce right here.
Yeah.
The guy who is sharing this worked at a McDonald's back in the day, and he said that when they would run out of the stuff that came in the tub, this was the recipe they used to replenish. He says it's not French dressing. It's not Thousand Island dressing.
What?
There's no sweet pickle relish in it.
What?
There's no garlic dill pickles in it.
He's a liar.
No, here's what it is, if you're ready. Now, I want you to keep in mind, he says it's not Thousand Island dressing. You got a cup of mayonnaise, the heavy, heavy good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He says JFG, I say Duke's. Take regular dill pickle slices, no garlic, and slice them up into tiny pieces, a quarter cup of that. 1 1/2 teaspoons yellow mustard. Not French's with garlic, one without garlic.
Okay, what's up with all the no garlic?
Well, I'm getting to it.
Got it, sorry.
A teaspoon of dehydrated onions.
Uh-huh.
And then 1 teaspoon of white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of paprika, and then 1/4 teaspoon of garlic powder. Then you mix it up and refrigerate it for 2 hours before you mix it all together and put it on the bun. And that's the secret recipe for McDonald's sauce on the Big Mac.
I think I'll just get some Thousand Island dressing.
So
look up the recipe. Somebody look up the recipe for Thousand Island real quick.
Well, Thousand Island always just, like, I would make it myself. It would just be ketchup and mayonnaise. But the paprika is, I guess, where he's getting the red.
That's where the red's coming from.
Interesting.
You made it with ketchup and mayonnaise?
I always thought...
I thought that was French.
I don't know the difference.
Well, anyway, spoiler alert, while you're looking up that recipe, somebody says, hey, man, thanks for blowing the lid off of this and saying that it's not Thousand Island dressing, but what you just gave us is a recipe for Thousand Island dressing.
Which is funny. I guess I just assumed I was doing it that way, but no one ever taught me. I just kind of did it.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, that's where I thought the red came from.
Are you
except
okay?
Except for...
Are you okay with that?
No, I might be choking.
Simply Recipes does not have any mustard in it. It has ketchup instead of mustard. But all the other stuff is kind of the same.
So, hey, he's right. Turns out he did blow the lid off it. I hope this changes your life in a positive way.
Which is funny because Teeter now sells a variation of that.
That's what I heard.
They sell a burger sauce and they sell a chicken sauce.
Chick-fil-A sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they also sell Chick-fil-A sauce.
I love that stuff.
You've heard 6 degrees of separation.
Yes.
Do you know what it means?
6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
Well, yeah, him too. It's where you connect people through acquaintances, and they say it actually does exist. On average, it takes about 6 handshakes to link you and me to any other person in human society.
Yeah.
So, I mean, who's in the news all the time? Muskie, Putin. We're 6 degrees away from Muskie and Putin?
Mm-hmm.
How could it be? I mean, but you think about, we are kind of like, because Charlie's the only person I know who has been on the Nickelback tour bus. So by virtue of that, everybody we know has a connection to Nickelback. Because we're connected to her, she's connected to Nickelback.
I've met Nickelback.
There you go. We're double connected.
But we also, I don't think we count because of doing radio. We've interviewed and talked to so many different people.
But that's how
it really expands our ability.
But that's how it happens with anybody, though.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody who's nobody, but they know us, and then we know somebody, and they know somebody.
Oh, wait, we're one of the degrees?
No, he's trying to say that we don't count because we've met people, but people have met us, so it does count.
And people randomly meet, like, Sylvester Stallone in an elevator.
Yeah.
Or Arnold Schwarzenegger in an elevator, and there's a white-haired guy trying to get in with his entourage, and they're all smoking cigars, and Arnold Schwarzenegger pushes the guy out of the elevator and says, "Get the F out!" And it turns out it was Eric Estrada.
Wow, I pushed him out too.
Well, so I have met Richie Sambora through this job, but I also met Richie Sambora randomly at the Las Vegas airport.
See?
So
I think
go either way.
We do count because people do have those run-ins. We had a thing not long ago, like who's the most famous person you met at a weird place? And the list was amazing. You know, Roy Clark was on there.
Really? I met...
hey, I'm your 6 degrees from Hee-Haw because I met Roy Clark when I was a little kid.
Howdy!
How about... Yeah, that's right. That was Minnie Pearl. But it's fascinating.
But sure.
You think of any person on Earth, anybody out there, think of any person on Earth, and you're 6 individuals away from being connected to that person.
God, I really just realized I do have a Putin connection. I met Obama one time when he was working out at the gym I go to.
Well, there you go.
So there you go.
Now we're all connected to Putin.
And we know him, so we're all connected to Putin.
I'm sure he's had interactions
with Putin.
That was
pretty easy.
Isn't that neat?
That was only 4 degrees.
I worked with a guy who worked with Lisa Marie Presley. So I'm 2 away from Elvis.
Yeah.
Wow. I just figured that.
I'm 3 away from Elvis.
Damn.
Are you okay?
I just got goosebumps. Ooh. I never thought about it that way. Wow, that's real. All right, who else? I mean, do they have to be alive?
Well, I mean, Elvis isn't alive.
But I was thinking like Abraham Lincoln. It's too late now.
Abraham Lincoln.
There's still probably a way.
You know what? You're connected to Abraham Lincoln by virtue of meeting a president. That makes a connection. It might be more than 6 degrees.
But he's been in the same rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe at some point, I toured the White House, and I think I saw the Lincoln bedroom.
There you go.
Where he sleep.
So so you guys were like best buds.
Yeah, we were tight. I have his autograph on a baseball.
We're beard buddies.
They do come up with some wild Abraham Lincoln items every once in a while for auction. I told you about the piece of bloody pillow that was up for auction.
Yeah. Which, again, we've also decided that we can't just clone him because then we're going to end up with some malcontent with a weird beard.
Yeah, baby Lincoln with a beard pooping up his back.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to take that.
Never the same.
Man, I got too much living to do to wipe Abraham Lincoln's butt.
To raise the next president.
Our Lincoln tells lies all the time.
So,
that
I
was
know.
George Washington.
Just Maddie, leave me alone. Maddie I'm saying is, things.
Maddie is our in-house fan of Formula One driving. He's such a big fan that he shortened it to F1 because that's what the cool kids say.
That's what everyone says.
I've never heard that.
Well, you've never heard of the other thing either. You barely heard of Formula One.
Yeah, it's what you give babies.
So for the second year in a row, a Ferrari driver has gone out in public wearing his $500,000 watch and had it snatched. Except, so this time, the driver was this guy, Carlos Sainz, and he actually chased the guy down with the rest of his team, caught him, held him for police, and got his watch back.
Nice.
But did he chase him down in his F1 race car?
No, no. But he was wearing all the gear.
That would have been
cooler.
He
was pretty much a target, wearing all Ferrari clothes. Obviously, they're in town for a race. Yeah. And it's like,
I'm not rich.
But it's like, if you had a $500,000 watch, would you wear it? So like the year before, his teammate, same thing. Someone snatched his watch.
Well,
he got it back.
After someone else got it snatched, probably not. But I mean, it's kind of, that's why you have it, so you can wear it.
That's exactly right. Why would you own such a thing to have it in a box? Although,
because it's terrifying and someone might snag it?
All of my good stuff is in boxes in the garage and in the attic, so who am I telling?
I mean, you have it insured, I hope.
When you first said the story, I didn't catch watch. I thought you said yacht. And I was like, how is he chasing him down and getting his yacht back?
He swam.
This guy's amazing.
He's a fast swimmer.
If I walk on water. We got a bunch of calls, man. We got a bunch of calls over Labor Day and stuff. It was a great time. We did the All Requests Bet You Won't Play at Labor Day weekend. You never know what you're going to hear. And that's also true when we answer the phone around here. If you ever want to be part of the podcast, call us 336-373-0987. As we've said before, we appreciate updates from our friends. So that we know that, you know, you're still alive. It's important. Let's see what we got going on.
Hey, Simon, I just heard these nuts mentioned on the radio probably 100 times. Made me crack up laughing. Have a great day. Hashtag help LG make a buck.
Wonder what that hashtag is for.
Help LG make a buck?
Yeah, but he's talking about the case of D's Nuts versus D's Nuts. It's going to court because D's Nuts has been around for a decade selling their spicy peanuts, and then all of a sudden Mr. Beast has to get in on it and release the D's Nuts candy bar.
Now, did D and D's Nuts, did they trademark D's Nuts, or are they going off the thing that we were there first?
That is a great
question.
And
if someone hasn't trademarked it, can you not? Like, could we be the D's Nuts morning show?
Huh.
And can you, if you change the spelling, does that make a difference?
You know, that went on a lot back during, you know, when Coca-Cola was number one and everybody tried to make a knockoff of it. There was Coca-Nola, Take-A-Cola, Noca-Cola, all this. Seriously. And they all got shut down.
Yeah.
But they did have that lockdown with a trademark. I don't know if D's Nuts has a trademark on D's Nuts because Mrs. D maybe didn't think of that when she started this thing up.
Yeah, I think Mrs. D probably just has been satisfied selling her nuts.
I don't think Mrs. D was in on the joke when she named D's Nuts D's Nuts.
You don't think so? Has it not been around 10 years?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
It has.
Oh, it absolutely has. Yeah. But I think that she just doesn't. She probably is not.
Do you think old Ms. D was at the office and everybody called her Ms. D and everybody loved her nuts? And she's like, here, you want to try D's Nuts? And everybody around her is like,
right, but they didn't. Nobody told her.
Nobody told her. It was a joke.
These people love my nuts.
Yeah.
They make everyone laugh.
I wonder if she's in on it. That's a great question. However, who's going to win that one? D's Nuts has a lot more money than D's Nuts.
No, I mean, yeah, but I don't see Mr. Beast bankrupting D's Nuts for his D's Nuts.
I could see him.
I don't think he's going to bankrupt a small business.
I think he would give her a ton of cash.
Just to shut her up?
Well, yeah, just to be like, let me sell D's Nuts.
Well,
yeah.
Because D's Nuts are actual peanuts, and D's Nuts is a candy bar.
Right.
So they're not exactly the same thing.
It's causing confusion in the D's Nuts world, though.
What if they do a collaboration? It's D's Nuts, D's Nuts.
Ooh, smart.
Ooh, D's Nuts could have D's Nuts in it.
That's what I'm saying.
You guys are too smart for me. You know, people are coming after Miss D and saying, hey, D's Nuts, why did you steal D's Nuts from D's Nuts? Oh, and she's like, I was D's Nuts before D's Nuts.
I hate that. Leave poor D's Nuts alone.
Yeah. I agree. Which one?
The sweet one.
Lady.
All right.
Hey, Simon, every time I call Simon, they won't play my song. I've been calling over about a year now, and I've been dancing and sweating in here 4 or 5 times a day, changing clothes 4 or 5 times a day, listening to Simon. But they just don't want to play my song. I don't understand what's going on.
He's dancing so hard, he's changing his clothes 4 or 5 times a day, listening to Simon.
But he's still not hearing his song. What's his song?
He didn't mention it, so it's kind of hard to tell. Oh, wait, Earn has entered the studio now with news. We're doing the podcast now. What's up?
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure y'all were
good. We are not in the system.
Did you blow it up yet?
We're in the process.
Okay. Should I notice anything happening?
No, you should notice
anything. Okay. What they're doing is they're updating servers here, and basically what it's going to do is ruin our lives.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking at?
Oh, I was going to.
Nah,
yeah,
just
it's going
it.
To shut everything down.
Just leave
and,
it.
And what we heard, other stations went 7 years back into the past.
Which could be neat. You know, 7 years ago, what were we doing?
Before the pandemic, let's do it.
We were rocking, man.
Yeah.
It's before the pandemic, that would be the stronger, younger Simon, you know?
2016.
With long, flowing hair and rippling muscles of 7 years ago.
Man, remember? That was the best.
You remember?
Remember.
Hey, Simon, I bet you there's no way you play Pico Pan Shinraku Ando by the Ando Girl and the Kerouac Platoon.
Well, you're right. I even tried to find that.
Sometimes we just have to admit.
We got a few of those.
Yeah.
There's been a couple, because I'm trying to go through some of these requests.
Yeah.
And there's a couple, I mean, I'm Googling and I still don't know what they're saying.
That's what that was. I couldn't find any portion of what she's talking about.
It sounded...
It's African music. I found something related to
Asian.
It. But I couldn't find that. And it's very nice. It's very soothing music. Very happy, upbeat. You don't understand any of it, but it's real nice. But I couldn't find that exact one. And what has happened since we've been doing this Bet You Won't Play It stuff, people are now thinking, you know, I'm going to find a song that nobody has heard before.
Yeah.
And challenge you guys.
Yeah, well, I guess, I mean, we will play just about everything,
yeah.
But we have to be able to actually find it.
We got a complaint call on the Blazing Saddles theme song.
Oh, really?
Is that Frankie Lane singing that? Yeah, it was playing the other night. Somebody requested it. Nice lady requested it. Immediately got a call, said, "Hey, Simon, what's up with this easy listening?" No.
Well, that's the thing you have to understand is that you're not the only one who wants to hear something weird and different and unusual. And you got to sometimes go make a sandwich if you don't like that one.
Yeah. And then there's always the 10,000 requests for Lynyrd Skynyrd every time.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of those.
Never get tired of it.
Hey, Simon, I love you more than a fat kid loves cake. You know what? We have a neighborhood pool, and I'm always telling them to turn the station if it's not on 98 Simon.
Yes.
Y'all are the best. I love y'all. Y'all play the most variety, and y'all kick ass. Thank you.
Well, how nice
Thank
is that?
Thank you.
I don't love the comment about a fat kid loves cake.
Why?
Because I've heard that before, and it's just, you know, it's not nice.
Actually,
not
everyone
nice
loves
thing.
Cake, not just fat kids.
Exactly. Fat kid might not like cake.
I think the kid loves the cake.
He might have eaten a lot of chips.
When I was a fat kid, I wasn't crazy about cake, but I went over to Woody Parrish's house one time, and his mom had made a strawberry shortcake cake. Woo! with the character Strawberry Shortcake, and it had pink icing, and the cake itself was pink.
Uh-huh.
I ate most of that whole cake while I was visiting after school one afternoon.
See? Fat kid loved cake.
See, and I don't appreciate that.
But you did it.
But you
fat.
Loved the cake.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean I want you talking about it like that.
Did you wear husky pants?
I wore rump jeans. Is that what you want to hear? Rump jeans from Sears, okay?
Rump? I've never heard of rump jeans.
Is that where Rump Shaker came from?
I'm not going to answer your question.
All right. I
told my mom, I was like, I don't want to wear these. It says rump. And she says, it says rump. I thought it said plump. And I said, that's worse. I'm not going back to school.
Why would you put that on a jean and then child wear it?
Right.
Like, see what I'm saying?
Anything can cause us to get teased at any moment. You're going to put rump on my butt?
Back then, they did not care.
Yeah. You know they don't do that anymore? Kids dress like straight-up hobos that woke up outside and put on whatever they found, and nobody says anything about their reject pants or their Roach Stomper shoes. They
or
get
the
away with
the same shirt every other day.
I can get a shirt that says rump now.
Yes, and wear it proudly.
Yeah.
And not cry and cry and cry and cry.
I mean, I don't have to, but...
Hey, Simon, whatever you do, please don't play that crap Tom Jones redoing Kiss by Prince. Please don't play that ever again. Thank you.
See? That's somebody's favorite song in the whole wide world.
Oh, come on. It's fun, man. Like I said, anytime we play something you don't like, just go make a sandwich. It'll be over in 3 minutes.
Or how about this? You don't like the song? Call up and don't say, oh, I hate that song. How about, hey, can you play this song instead? Or can you play this song?
I appreciate his passion.
I don't.
He feels passionately about that. And I don't love the idea about people going away for a sandwich. My version of that would be, it's a challenge. If you make it through that song, guess what? You're going to love the next one.
Okay.
Make it through the bad song.
Make a sandwich while you're making it through that song.
There you go. If you got to have a sandwich or cake.
Now here's David Naughton.
Hey, Simon. I'm listening for the keyword for the Walt Disney trip y'all got on your webpage and didn't know when y'all did that. Well, I'll be listening to see if I can find that keyword.
Oh, yeah. Is it all set up now? We're giving away a trip to Disney. Let's plug that trip, man, because it's pretty amazing. Seven-day, six-night trip to Disney World for free. That sounds unbelievable.
Yeah, airfare. Just that in itself is amazing without the other things that are all thrown in.
Trip for four. So you and the kids or you and your friends or four kids, I don't care.
Just send four kids.
I think there has to be an adult
You got
present.
Your airfare, seven-day passes, a dinner with Donald and them.
Ooh.
$1,000.
Do we have to wear pants?
Not if Donald's not. I mean, he sets the tone. If he's hosting the dinner, pants.
Great.
It's like, you know, a lot of people say take the shoes off at the door.
Mm-hmm.
When you have dinner with Donald, pants off at the door.
Got it.
But they do encourage feathers to cover up your bit.
Ah, shoot.
$1,000 spending cash. Let's see. Today is Wednesday. Can they still put the keyword in if they hear it today? Do these last and last and last?
I have no idea.
Try it.
Sure. Why not?
Thrills.
Go for it.
Thrills. Is the Wednesday, the 6th of September keyword. So try that at 987simon.com/contests.
Yeah, I think it works all day because,
I want to believe you.
I want to believe me too.
That's a cool trip though. We don't usually stop down and plug stuff like that, but I think that's really cool. Save somebody like $1 million.
Yeah, at least.
At least.
Hey, Simon. Everyone thinks I'm such a chicken, but maybe you're the chicken. I don't hear any knocks at my door. Can you please play Knock on Wood? Thank you.
Hmm.
Huh?
Chickens at her door?
Well, no. She says people think she's a chicken, but maybe we're the chicken because she doesn't hear knocks at her door. And she worked that into a request for Knock on Wood.
Oh.
Which I think is cool.
Mm. All right.
But it's also a little suggestive. And I think she was talking to you, Maddie.
I think you're being a chicken because you won't go knock on her door.
That's what it is.
I don't know who you are.
Could you describe the door?
Where is said door?
Hey, Simon. Good morning, my cups of coffee. Just want to let you guys know that the red has nothing to do with the bullfighting. Mm-hmm. Red is just the flag they chose. It's the waving of the flag. Bulls are colorblind. So Maddie's idea about throwing tomatoes and doing the bull running of the bulls at the same time would be absolutely perfect. Bulls do not see the color red. The color red is not what makes them crazy. It's the waving of the flag. It's a taunting. That's why when people run, bulls charge. So no red. Red is good. Throw tomatoes at people while they're running from the bulls. Sounds like a lot of fun. Have a great day, guys.
You know, I don't even ever say that anymore. That's scientifically true. But we associate red. Like, whenever you see one of those bulls at a bullfight charge up into the crowd, mm-hmm. up in the stands, mm-hmm. don't you automatically think, oh, I hope nobody's wearing a red shirt?
Yeah.
You know? Because it's...
I thought they were colorblind, but that they could see red.
No, it's just the waving of it. Oh. Red is a good color from the stands to see. You know, it's an exciting color.
Yeah.
It's one of the top colors in advertising. But, yeah, it's just the motion. But I'm glad he explained that to us a few times.
Yeah, no, I feel much better about it. And also, I appreciate that he did like my idea of throwing tomatoes at people running from bulls.
They had their big tomato fight in Spain last week where, was it 20,000 pounds of overripe tomatoes?
That was a lot of wasted tomatoes.
Wasted, just throwing at each other. It gets in your eyes. And every time I see that, every year, I'm like, how much sauce would that be?
I wonder if anyone's ever sprouted. Like, if a seed ever, like, traveled into somebody's nose or ear or something. And, like, could that actually happen?
No.
The only way it would happen is you get the seed in your ear or your nose.
Yeah.
And then you get dirt in there. And then you don't blow your nose or wash your face or ear.
Yeah.
For a few weeks.
It happens.
So, yeah, you hadn't taken a bath or sniffed or blown your nose in 2 to 3 weeks, you might get a little mater plant.
So it could happen.
You'll get more maters than I did this year.
You said it again.
Hey, Simon. I just wanted to let you know that you have about, I'll give it 20 minutes to either knock on the door or you can just leave. Thank you for the vouchers.
What was the last part?
I don't know. But see, that goes back to my feeling that it might have been suggested, Maddie.
So she wants somebody to come knock on her door.
I have 20 minutes to find this mystery door.
I don't know when she called. Your door may have already... Your window on the door may have already closed.
Nuts.
Come knock on my door.
Hey, Simon. You have about 9 or 10 more minutes.
Well, she keeps extending your deadline.
9 or 10.
Yeah, you know what? There might be hope for you yet.
Yep.
If you start looking now.
Maybe she's still been extending that time ever since and still waiting by said door.
Exactly. Go find it.
I love that people call up and interact with that voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. It's sometimes really neat to hear their side of a dialogue that we're somehow a part of.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a conversation without us.
I don't play that guy's calls on here anymore because he's gotten disturbing. The one that calls the White House all the time.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't count.
He'll hang up the phone from calling the White House and call us to tell us he just called the White House and they said they would get the message to the president.
Yes. So. I'm sure they will.
That's a standard response. I feel like we should say that too. Yeah. No, we'll pass that right along to the president.
Hey, Simon. Hey, Simon. Hey, Simon, you blow my mind. You blow my mind every time. Hey, Simon. Hey, Simon. Love you, Simon. Woo-hoo.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's that could be some of your Triads Got Talent.
I love a good cheer.
We already have
Mickey. Mm.
Well, you know, you got another one. Can you have can you have too much?
No. No. We need original Triad today, or Triads Got Talents only.
Yeah, Toni Basil?
Yes.
She's now mid 70s, still dancing.
Oh yeah, very.
She's
dance. She's amazing.
Teaches dance classes. And she's like pushing 80.
Good for her, man.
I'm telling
you. Staying active.
I don't know how.
That one song.
I don't know how they do it. Like, you know how it is. Some days it's hard to roll out of bed. And then you got somebody like Mick Jagger who just put out a new album and is still dancing for 2 hours on stage at concerts. He's 80.
Someone was telling a story. It was like, yeah, he is as just outrageously fit and, you know, active as you would, like, it's not an act. Like, he just does it.
Well, and I was saying that, you know, I was playing the new Stone song for my daughter. It's called Angry. It's pretty cool. We can't play it on the podcast because we don't have enough money. But I was like, can you imagine? This guy is your grandfather's age. And she said something. I mean, sometimes she just blows my mind with the knowledge or, you know, just intrinsically figuring out how the world works. She said, well, if granddaddy did what he did for a living, he could still do it too.
True.
Because he goes to the Y, he walks, he put up new motion detector lights on my garage the other day.
There you go.
Up on a ladder. So it's all about your life. That's all Mick Jagger has ever
done. That's staying
busy. Yeah.
So you employ the elderly.
Oh, yeah. I like to keep them busy.
That's good.
But, you know, how should I feel about that? It's like, I don't know about getting up on no ladder and touching no wires.
Yeah, let me have the 80-year-old man do it.
Yeah.
Just stop me up. I bet Mick would change your light bulbs and do all that stuff, too.
He could probably kick them out.
My dad was still, like, trying to get on the roof and do stuff when he was in his 80s. And my stepmom was like, she was just terrified he was going to fall off.
Yeah, yeah.
And if he had, he would shatter like glass. But he was still, he still lives by himself and everything. But
how old is he now?
93.
That's something, man. God.
If he had to, he could get up on stage and dance. He just don't want to. He's not that kind of person.
What kind of shape are the three of us going to be when we hit 80?
I'm going to be great.
I don't know.
You two, not so sure.
I don't know. I feel like...
You got hundreds in your family. You're never going to die.
We got old back grabby over here and old chest grabby over here.
Yeah, but by then we'll have all the bionics and they'll have injected.
I just have to quit getting into accidents.
Yeah.
I'll be fine.
Space alien medicine and
all of that stuff.
Put me in a chamber of some sort.
It's your head in a jar full of fluid.
Yes.
Attached to a robot.
Right.
And you're walking around, you know, living your best life.
There was a guy I just saw in the news. It was like he's like Polio Pete or something like that. And he's been in his iron lung for like the last 70 years.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
If you're in an iron lung, you can't do anything.
Wow.
Nah, he's cool, man. He looks... he lives a real active lifestyle for someone in an iron lung.
Yeah.
Getting wheeled around.
Yeah, they take him out near the beach.
They just point his mirror at different things.
He goes near theme parks. He does everything you do.
Don't let me live like that.
He does great on a flume ride.
Hey, Simon, there's a song blowing up the internet right now. It's called Rich Men from North of Richmond, and it's by Oliver Anthony. You need to give it a listen, man. It's right on. Have a good day. Love you guys. Bye.
We love you. We've played that song a couple times. We get requests for it.
We have played it. We've known about it for quite a while. It is speaking the truth. It's a good song.
I like some of the other songs on the album, like I Ain't Got a Dollar, But I Don't Need a Dime. There's a bunch of good stuff on there. I love his voice when he sings, but I have a little bit of a problem with his authenticity, and I'm sorry to say that. That's going to be an unpopular opinion. Did you see that?
Oh, something flashed.
Yeah.
I hope it's all right. This is them fixing the computer stuff before our very eyes from far away, and it looked like about four songs just played.
I did see a flash.
Okay, so the guy, the red beard.
Oliver Anthony.
Which actually isn't his name.
Right. First of all, that's not even his real name.
All right. See, there's part of it. You hear the way he sings, and it's a rough country twangy sound. And then when he talks, It's just like Larry the Cable Guy. I'm Larry the Cable Guy.
He doesn't sound like that when he talks.
Then Larry the Cable Guy sounds like this when he's Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, well, he's
and
not,
then when he's out of character, he talks like this.
You're saying his singing voice is Larry the Cable Guy and his talking voice is normal guy.
Yeah. So all of that twang, all of that accent in the song is not authentic. And that's the part. I like the song. I wish I'd have never heard him talk. You understand what I'm saying?
Said that.
I don't think that's necessarily an authenticity thing.
How is it not?
This is how someone sings.
No, but he's throwing on a southern twang that he doesn't have.
He does have a southern twang. It's not as accentuated as maybe he sings, but he is from the south. Like he does have
from Virginia.
I don't hear it when I hear him talk. I don't hear southern in his speaking voice. Maybe just a little edge, but you would pick up on it as from not being from here. You would hear it before. You know, I would.
I don't know. I've been listening to a very long interview with him, and I have not had any instance where I was like, yeah, this guy and his voice.
Are you serious? You don't hear the difference between the way he sings and the way he talks?
Not in a sense that it makes any difference to me.
Okay, when you first heard Larry the Cable Guy doing an interview on 60 Minutes.
Well, that's completely different, because it's like an entire persona that he's created.
This is exactly what I'm saying.
He feels like Oliver Anthony's singer is a persona.
Yes, that's it. It's not his name. It's not his voice.
We'll agree to disagree.
I agree with nothing. I agree with nothing. But I do like the song. Yeah. That's a long way around. I do like the song.
The crazy thing was a lot of the videos he put up, like a lot of the audio you're hearing on any of the songs, it's actually just the audio from, he shot it on his phone and then just put the audio out there, ripped it off of YouTube kind of thing.
And it sounds good.
He doesn't even really, like he played his first show, like live show. This is all kind of just happened.
Yeah. Well, good for him. He turned down, the rumor is he turned down $40 million.
That was $8
million. Oh, he made $40 million. He made $40 million, but turned down a deal for $8 million. And when he was talking about the charts and stuff, he was like, you know, Billboard and the charts and all that crap.
I just don't think it matters to him, but whatever. I mean, good for him.
Yeah, the world loves him.
Well, hey Simon. I think the big question should be on a job interview would be, hey, do you drug test? Oh, boy. Hey, Simon, here's one for you. I went to a job interview with a beer in my hand, and I got hired. Oh, boy.
Good man. Yeah, there was a lot of talk a week or two ago about questions. Controversial questions at job interviews.
Things you shouldn't ask.
Yeah. Like, you know, do I have to be here at a certain time?
Can I sit in your chair?
Is it okay if I set small fires?
See, these things don't ask at a job interview.
Nope.
And we're glad we could help you with that.
What's your pants policy?
What's your Donald Duck policy around here? All right, y'all. That's going to about do it. For our podcast number 189?
8.
188? I don't know. I don't think you know.
By the time we get done, the next one will be 189.
Woo! This guy knows what he's talking about.
Speaking truth.
So we'd love to have you on the podcast any old time. Call the Simon line whenever you get ready. 336-373-0987. Subscribe it and like it. And check us out on the radio. We got a Bet You Won't Play It Friday coming in a couple days. Go to 987simon.com and you can listen live. What's your final thought, Charlie?
We're all connected by 6 degrees of D's nuts.
Oh, my God. How did you do that? You're my brain.
Nice.
Ah.
Come up with another one quick. Final thought, Maddie.
I guess not all fat kids love cake.
All right. Now I'm sad. Next time.
Get up, get up, get up. It's a get up show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me.
Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.